السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Jumad al-Ula 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Mutaffifin, chapter number 83 and verses number 7 to verse number 14. In yesterday's lesson, in the previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. We explained to you, wherever in the Quran Sharif, wherever in the Ahadith Mubarakah, the word وَيْلٌ comes, it means قَدْ دَخَلَ فِي الْحَلَاكِ. That person is already in destruction. That person is already a failure. That person has already failed the test. And we can make amends if we have life, but if the person dies like that, or he's rejecting one of the articles of faith and so forth, then obviously it's beyond redemption, and then that person cannot make amends if he dies in that state and condition. Second one will be, Wailun means Wadin fi Jahannam, a valley in the hellfire in Jahannam. So Wailun lil Mutaffifin, woe, destruction to the fraudsters. Fraud, normally people associate with business, buying, selling, hiring, renting. In Islam, we don't confine it to that connotation. We say what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, At-tadfif fi kulli shay. We read salat now, Zuhur salat, and we read haphazardly. We just do, you know, for the sake of doing, go through the motions, but it's not done properly. And at work, we don't do our work properly. And our zakat, we don't pay properly. And our fasting, we don't guard our eyes, our ears, our tongue. So all that falls under waylul lil mutaffifin, to a greater degree or a lesser degree. So we need to understand the implications and consequences of it. Number two, there's another word in Arabic, wayhun. Wow, ya, ha. So you will find in the Ahadith Mubarakah the word wayhun. Wayhun means qad ashrafa ala al-halak. That person is on the verge of failure, is on the verge of destruction, is on the verge of perishing. So understand the difference between the two. Waylun is already in destruction and failure. And wayhun, on the verge of destruction and failure. That is the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. Now these people, when they did business, so when it was their turn to receive something which people had to weigh and measure, they want full amount. But when they have to weigh for others or measure for other people, وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخُسِرُونَ, then they would give short measure or short weighing. Like today, how people remember, you just look at the chicken. Outside they'll tell you it's so much, but when you look at it, the proper amount of meat or the proper amount it is, then you will find it's much less than what is there. Similarly, you don't find the net weight in most things today. They will just add, remember, some other things and so forth. You buy gold, easy example. So you must ask the jewelry shop and the jeweler that what is the 100% gold and what is the other ingredients used there. Then you will understand that if majority of it is gold, then it's gold. If majority of it is pulp and other ingredients, then it's not gold in Islamic terms. So for zakat and so forth. So we must be very clear on these issues here. It has consequences and ramifications and implications. So Almighty Allah, this is the unique feature of Islam. Man-made law is such. This is the constitution, this is the law. They will throw it in our face, that this is the law, end of the story. In Islam, it's not like that. In Islam, we have the law and constitution that is written, and we will implement it, the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. But with that law, there's a reminder about reckoning, accountability on the day of justice as well. We might get away with impunity in this world. See our South Africa, the corruption, the crime from top to bottom, and it carries on, and they'll justify it also. So remember, therefore, we say these type of constitutions, they're not worth the paper on which it's written. You thought only I am saying that. You see, the honorable inverted commas, president and inverted commas of America, Trump, he was the president before this guy Biden. He said, take this constitution and burn it. The American constitution, not worth the paper on which it's written. So there you have it from the horse's mouth. So because people love to use the constitution when it suits their agenda. Then nobody seeking the truth. They want just to manipulate it and use it. So Allah gave us a constitution. He's our creator. He's the only supreme being. He's the only one worthy of worship. He's the only Khalik and Malik, the only creator. And everybody, everything else in makhluk and creation. He is the sole exclusive owner of this entire universe. So he reminds us, Allah yadhunnu ulaika annahum mab'uthun. What don't they think and consider? Tomorrow will be the day where you'll be resurrected. You will have to account for your speech, for your actions. لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, for a magnanimous day, for a majestic day, for a very great day. For people entering Jannah, it will be one of their greatest days in life. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, give us our book of deeds in our right hand. Allahumma yammin kutubana. Ya Allah, make us all from Ashabul Maymana, that we receive our book of deeds in the right hand, and we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So that is Yawmin Azim. For the people who died, they sane and mature, on kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, and nifaq, hypocrisy, they only paid lip service to Islam. The heart, the inner recesses of the heart, was devoid of iman. Today, remember, they're in the majority if you look at it, what you think the ummah is going through. So this nifaq is the break, is very, very serious. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-nifaq is hadith, is sahih. Authentic hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Al-Adabul Mufrad. So Allah protect us min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi, from blasphemy and polytheism and this hypocrisy. Yawma yaqoom when people and humanity will stand in the divine court in front of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And that day, no barrister, no senior counsel, no queen's counsel, no attorney, no lawyer, no advocate. Kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. Everybody will come individually. Yes, what is your story? And they will lie. They will try and get, you know, present themselves in a very positive light. Allah will seal their mouths and the lungs will speak. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim. And then the land and the sand will speak. Wa qala al-insanu ma laha yawma idhin tuhad yuhaddithu akhbaraha, and breaking news, the land and sand. The angels will come, kiraman katibin, ya'alamuna ma taf'alun, with the book of deeds, this is your report. When this overwhelming evidence, the people going to Jannah and Paradise, fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah ta'ala, grace and mercy of Allah, those going other side to Jahannam, hellfire, then Allah will ask them, now is this justice? They say, yes, we are guilty as charged. No mitigating circumstances. So that is the manifestation of the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today's lesson, chapter 83, Surah Mutaffifin, verses 7 to 14. Very interesting, let's listen. Kalla nay halfu zajr. Allah Ta'ala is rebuking, reprimanding you humankind. Then he says, Kalla nay, not like that, never ever. Inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin. Verily, the book, the recording, and their actions that are recorded in that of Fujjar. Fujjar, the plural of Fajir, the transgressors, those who went beyond the limits. They died on kufr and shirk. They died on blasphemy and idol worship. They are sane and mature. Lafi sijjin. Sijnun means a prison, a jail. A dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam said, this dunya, what is it, this world? It is a prison for the believer. Do this, do that, or don't do that. So there are so many laws and directives and guidelines. And for the non-Muslim, is his Jannat and Paradise. He eats what he wants to, he drinks what he wants to, he sleeps what he wants, whatever he wants. So they got every freedom, and that's what they say, freedom, freedom, authentic hadith in Mishkat and Mustad Ahmad. But yea, in this text and context, Lafi Sijjin, they will be in the lowest, lowest, lowest dungeon. How we know that? Because Almighty Allah is juxtaposing and drawing a comparison between the people who are successful and those who are the ones who are failures. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ. And what will make you understand, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Sijjin? Two notes here. You know, when you are a father, mother, grandparents, you want to play with your children, grandchildren, they're growing up, you want to embrace them, kiss them, and so forth, and they're smiling and hugging you. So remember, then sometimes they also play hard to get. So you now show them, you close your fist and say, see, I got sweetie for you, I got money for you, and then they come running. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala poses this question, al-istifham lit-tashweeq, to arouse the interest of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, do you know what it is? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be Habib Allah, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. So Allah answers. Where the word Adraka is, Allah answers. Where the word Yudrika is, like Qiyamat and so forth, there's no answer. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَأَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. That, remember, that no one will know except Allah. So what will make you understand now in the future? لَأَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. That the sign and the day of Qiyamah are very, very near. Chapter 33, verse 63. When it is Yudrika, Allah does not mention the answer. Allah gave the signs, but not all the details. To Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mal mas'ulu anha bi'a'lama min asa'il, that the one whose question does not know more than the one who is asking the question. So meaning, that is Yudrika. Adraka, remember, Allah gives the answer. Kitabum marqum, it is that book where everything is recorded of yours, your vices, your sins, and everything. Wailun yawma idhil lil mukaththibin. Almighty Allah repeats the word wail. destruction and everlasting doom and gloom in the valley of Jahannam and the hellfire. Yawma idhil lil mukazzibin, on that day for the people who are rejecting and denying. What are they rejecting and denying? The day of justice, the day of retribution, the day of judgment. Today you take majority of the professors, majority of the scientists, they say, where is the proof? Million, million, billion, billion people went away, and seeing is believing, believing is seeing. And then they say they reject it, and then when they die, then they realize what a mess they made for themselves, and now everlasting doom and gloom. You tell them, come here, and you give them one good smack or one good slap, and they'll shout, say, where's the pain, where's the pain? So I ask them, where's the pain? Show me. You're sleeping and suddenly you or your spouse or your child wakes up filled and perspiring and sweating. And what happens? You say nightmare. But show me the nightmare. Show me where's your brains. So remember, people who don't have brains, remember, ذَٰلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, that they think they're intelligent, but Allah says they're not intelligent. They are the biggest fools and idiots. بَلِدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهَا بَلْ هُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ. Almighty Allah says their knowledge has reached that stage where their knowledge is punctured. It is not conclusive knowledge what they have. They live in a world of doubt and skepticism. Nay, they are blind of the truth, and they want to remain blind. Hence, they will pay a grievous penalty for this. Surah Namal, chapter 27 and verse 66. See the beautiful. First, their knowledge is punctured. It's not proper knowledge regarding the year after. This brings about all the doubt and skepticism, and then they become totally blind spiritually. They can't see the truth, they can't hear the truth, they can't taste the truth. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yaqilun. That's it. Allah says, no brains you have. I gave you everything and you still don't want to believe in me? الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. These are the people who continuously they'll reject بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ, the day of justice. Our Islam is called justice, deen. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Social justice, economic justice, political justice. Maliki yawmiddin. Allah is the exclusive sole owner on the day of justice. Only His verdict. Allah will pose the question to all the tinpot dictators, all the kings, all the presidents, prime ministers, crown prince and prince. لمن الملك اليوم. Whose kingdom, sovereignty, majesty is it today? لله الواحد القهار. They all will be silent. No one will speak. Allah's answer, the majesty, authority, sovereignty belongs to Him alone. لله لا متملك. It belongs only to the one Allah, the one and only supreme being. القهار, واحد القهار. He subdues everybody, everything. We can't even control our sneeze, but we think we're powerful. We can't even control our cough, but we dream that we have so much knowledge. We can't even control our sleep. Many a time we're driving and feeling sleepy, we drive straight into the tree or in the wall, Allah forbid. So all the shows, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being has been created so weak, but the arrogance and ignorance get the better of us, and then we think we can challenge Allah, Allah forbid. And they kept the rocket's name, Challenger. In 1-2 minutes, it was blasted to smotherings. You want to challenge me? You keep the name Challenger? So Almighty Allah is showing human beings how feeble they are. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُوتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. And who are the people who will reject the day of justice? None will reject it, the day of justice, but كُلُّ مُعْتَدِينَ, those people who go beyond the limits, beyond the boundaries, beyond the parameters, أَثِيمٍ, hyperbole, mubalagha. Continuously they are committing vices and sins, and they proud about it. They are the real fraudsters. See today, billion, billion being siphoned, trillion, trillion being siphoned from countries and their fiscus, and they are considered the elite people. They are considered the so-called intelligentsia and academia. The poor people don't even understand what is going on. So that is your modern-day capitalism, your modern-day secularism, your modern-day Zionism, your modern-day the state that is the democracy. Democracy is to make people, the masses, fools and idiots. Therefore, it works in those countries where the masses are asses. Otherwise, it can never work. So they manipulate you and your mind and your thinking. They are training you how to think. You must never think out of the box. You must just accept what they tell you. See how foolish people are. South Africa, Africa, Europe, America, and so forth. Because before, they see, they make propaganda with their media, their mass media, and then people are gullible and they accept. So Mu'tadin Azim, the greatest constitution when it's read to humanity, Idha tutla alayhi ayatuna, when our verses are recited to them, the same non-Muslims call, they respond, Asatirul awwalin, they say, Akadhibul awwalin, Abatilul awwalin, Allah forbid. They say these are all ancient fables, all those stories telling us about Noah and the Ark, telling us about Abraham, peace be upon him, telling us of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So read the books we got and we bring to you. So Nadar bin Haris, the non-Muslim, he used to travel and bring books of entertainment, like the Muslims today, majority entertainment. Let's watch World Cup, let's watch movie, let's watch this sports, let's watch this. Everything they want to watch beside the halal and that what is permissible. Every haram you want to watch, Allah forbid. So that is how they divert our attention away from the noble Quran. Otherwise, the Muslim Ummah, every day we must be reciting Quran. What is Allah's message for me today? Kalla, nay, these are not fairy tales and ancient tales and stories, but. So remember, from tajweed point of view, after bal, you pause without breaking your breath and then you continue. I read for you. You call that sakta. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. So those are the people you must remember that Allah Ta'ala has placed the rain. It's raining here by us. Rain in Arabic got another meaning, and rain in English means something else. So rain means when the heart become corrupted, corroded and rusted. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborating and expounding and explaining this verse, Rana ala qulubim, innal abda idha adnaba dhanba. That slave, male, female, and Muslim, non-Muslim, they commit vices and sins, then nuqitat nuqtatun sawda, one black dot, one black mark comes on that heart. And they continue. Today the cardiology, you know, that you go to the cardiac department, the heart surgeon, the heart specialist. What they say, the heart is enlarged. So remember, we say, when we commit vices and sins, so the heart gets darker, 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 and then it's saturated and complete darkness. It's like you open the tap and you put the jug, the glass, the cup upside down. No goodness will enter there. Nothing will enter. Because you yourself, you corrupted it, you corroded it, you rusted it. That is rain. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborated on this hadith in Bukhari Sharif, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, verily in the body there is a piece of flesh, idha swalahat swalahat, you can read swalahat swalahat both ways, And idha salahat salah al jasadu kullu, when that piece of the heart is pure and clean, then the whole body will be pure and clean. Wa idha fasadat fasad al jasadu kullu, and when that piece of flesh gets corrupted, rusted, corroded, the entire body gets corrupted, corroded. You see our politicians, majority of them from head to toe corrupted. So fasad al jasadu kullu. So what is that piece of flesh? Allah, behold, wahi al qalb, it is the heart. Therefore it's called qalb. You can turn it, twist it this way, that way. Ya Allah, I'm turning my heart to you. I'm turning my heart to Mustafa Rasulullah Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turning the heart towards Islam. But who's going to do that? 90% are not interested. They want their fun and games, entertainment, wine, dine and swine, December, celebrate, and have happy Christmas. But the Christmas is a big deception. The Puritan Parliament of Britain in 1647 said that this whole Christmas is a pagan custom and got nothing to do with Christianity. Go check it up. Kalla bal nay, but the truth of the matter is ran ala qulubihim, the hearts have become corrupted and corroded. Ma kanu yaksibun, because of what deeds they have done. Allah is Khaliq, the only creator. Me and you are kasib. We earn and these virtues, or we earn the vices. That is our choice. For man sha'a falyu'min wa man sha'a falyakfur. Whoever wants, you can bring iman and continue. Whoever wants, you want to practice on kufr and blasphemy. Then you will live with the circumstances and the consequences. May Almighty Allah imbue within us the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the love of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love for all the Sahaba, all the beloved students, companions of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.